That's an old time dish.
I've never had any of those. Yeah.
Cornmeal dumplings were always used the cured bone, cured meat. Of course, there's a difference in the cured meat, and that's put up with a certain amount of salt to season it and everything. The kind that you get usually has already been pampered so much, it's not the original taste.
That's probably true.
Well, I don't know. I feel like that I wouldn't want to go back to the old days. Mm-hmm. It was too inconvenient. Mm-hmm. And houses were colder. Mm-hmm. And the lights were, you know what I mean. We want to go back to the old days. I couldn't do it, no way. But this Sunday, do you get the commercial appeal?
It'll get it sometimes.
Well, on Sundays especially. Mm-hmm. A little corner up in there depicts many days like people used to mm-hmm. go through. Mm-hmm. And it would help a lot to, we've gone through the same things. Mm-hmm. Go to the grocery store and buy your meat, and the man had to cut it up for you, and you stand there and wait on one foot and one on the other, waiting for him to hurry up and cut it up. You get six great big or seven or eight nice big pork chops real thick, 25 cents. And a platter of them now, you know what they run?
No. I don't even want to know how much a platter. I've never tried to buy that many.
Well, I'm just saying how much they've advanced and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of other. Everybody had their headaches in their day, you remember. They would... The stock would get out, and when we first come to Bible, there was everybody's stock run out, and they finally put up the fences, you know, the harbor.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What were the fences like?
Most people put up wire fences because there was plenty of wire in those days.
Oh, there was?
Oh, yeah.
Now, would they fasten that wire up to homemade?
No, at that time... In earlier days, they had, it's kind of an oblong, it's about 2 inches by 4 inch wire, oblong. Uh-huh. They would fasten it to regular wood post. See, Bible had so much lumber in it, wood in it, that oh yes, it was, the lumber company was printed, this Three State Lumber Company, called Robinson Lumber Company, and there was two others, I think, Chicago Mill Lumber. You could buy anything you wanted. People bought their wood from Chicago Mill Lumber Company. Sit down, maybe you can think of something I hadn't thought of.
Maybe she don't want to hear me.
Well, I don't know. Another voice wouldn't hurt.
Asking questions.
We went through this, and she got quite a bit out of this.
What does she want to hear?
Oh, all kinds of different things. Another thing I wanted to ask you about was, you said you didn't remember anything about living in tomatoes, so I guess you don't remember much until after.
No, only at Armrail. Now, I did when we come on to Armrail. Well, I told her that Bethair's Mill was close to tomato. Bethair's Mill, the whole settlement fell in the river. She can't get over that. Well,
if you go out there, you can see where Bethair's Mill used to be.
Well, that's where my daddy worked.
If you go over what most people think of Barfield now, which is all that's been gone for years, but at the boat landing, and you look down to Tomato Point, you look that way, you can see the where the river bends next to the river. Ways out real big. Well, Ferris Mill set between Tomato Point, what we call Barfield.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Barfield Landing, even the boats came up that far because you see at that time, there's no landing there now. You see,
what they used to call it. There was a store there.
It all fell in the river.
Graveyard.
Big hotel fell in the river.
And the graveyard fell.
I guess so.
Daddy said
so. I don't know. You know, those are things when you're 6, 7, 8 years old, you don't notice.
No.
I was playing with dolls, and I was playing
You weren't interested in whether the graveyard was down the river or not.
That's the reason my parents didn't take us, they didn't take children around graveyards and to funerals and things in those days.
Well, they didn't even we didn't even.
No, I don't think a child needs to be exposed to that too much.
At all, either.
So. Well, there's a lot of things. You used to be.
Why don't you come over?